And Samuel.
Hey guys, it's James, and we are doing an awkward episode of Down the Rabbit Hole, long distance this week because I am in Florida, and this shit's not easy.
And I'm still in Savannah, and this shit is very fucking weird.
Yeah, but we love you guys, and we're going to do this shit anyway. So this week, we're going to be talking about resistance by means of off-grid living, trying to avoid any form of government tracking on your livelihood and such.
Yeah.
Starting with homesteading.
So basically, that's the foundation of off-grid living is being able to, you know, find your own little plot of land, you know, build your own home or like however you may want to do that, and using that as a means to stay out of the system.
Yeah. Lots of different ways that people go about doing this kind of thing. Sometimes they'll just get land out in the woods, build a cabin. Some people just buy a pasture or squat an empty vacant building or some bullshit. But there's lots of ways to live without having to get the government involved. And I personally advocate the whole log cabin in the woods thing. I need some trees around me.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, yeah. Me personally, I love the city. That's just me. And that's me.
You're a fucking hippie squatter.
You're right.
Or, you know, that you could get like an RV or some shit, I guess. You weird ass nomad hippie gypsy.
That is an option. You just get yourself an RV and go park at RV parks.
Yeah. Sounds like a shitty option, but you do you. Oh, you know, there's tiny homes. Those things are neat. They're like the size of a small shed. And there's actually places putting up rules and shit against them. Like they're trying to outlaw and ban and get rid of tiny homes. Cause how dare you have a tiny little house?
Well, that's the thing is what they're trying to do is thwart off-grid living. Like they're trying to, you know, get people to like, they're trying to avoid people doing that. I mean, that's really why the whole Ruby Ridge situation happened. Dude was living off-grid. They didn't like that, so they entrapped him and killed his family.
Yeah. Yeah, they're also pushing, I know pretty heavily in Pennsylvania where Amish people are manufactured, I guess. They are pushing to force Amish communities onto the electrical grid, even though they literally don't use electricity. They are pushing to force them onto the city electrical grid.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
And I think the bullshit in that is most places, the electricity is not provided by the municipality or the county or anything. It's usually provided by a private entity.
That is basically supported and propped up through legislation by the government.
Yeah, they become a legal monopoly and they effectively become yet another tool of the state. It's some bullshit. And then the city is going to claim it as a city electrical grid, even though it's not. They have no claim to it. Yep. And then they're going to push legislation to force you onto this electrical grid, even though, you know, it's a private entity and it's supposed to be that if I want their business, I'll get their business. And if I don't, I don't.
Yeah, but the government doesn't like that. The government wants you to do what the government wants you to do.
Exactly. And the government wants you to have electricity for whatever reason.
Weird. Mainly control. That gives them more jurisdiction over the area if it's on the city grid.
Yeah. But there's better ways to get your fucking electricity. The government is trying to crack down on a lot of it, but there's other ways. A lot of people typically, when they hear alternative electricity sources, typically the first thing that comes to mind is solar power, and I don't blame them. It's a common alternative.
Yeah,
but it's not the most efficient.
It's not the only one either.
The most efficient I have heard of. It gave me a fucking boner when I got into talking about it with somebody. Like, holy shit, water turbines. Oh boy,
hydropower.
Oh boy, wherever you decide to set up your little homestead, wherever you, whatever plot of land you decide to establish as your home, make sure you have a running water supply and you will have electricity forever.
Yeah, all you need are those little turbines, and basically the water current, like, in the stronger it is, the better it works. It just turns little turbines and produces electricity. It's really simple, really easy to set up, and it's a very viable alternative so long as your water source doesn't dry up.
I mean, there's also wind turbines, which those are
a little more come and go.
They seem insufficient for the cost, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, you're spending a lot of money to set them up. So you're spending a lot of money to set them up, and they're only good some of the time, and then they need all this maintenance and shit. Like, eh.
Yeah, I think hydroelectric is definitely the better option.
Yeah, but not everyone has access to that. I would suggest if you do a wind power, they have vertical turbines instead of the typical horizontal ones that look like just giant fans. The vertical turbines, they look like swirly fin things that go straight up. It doesn't matter what direction the wind is turning, your turbine will turn. Those are so cool.
But yeah, I mean, even then, I feel like solar would be better over wind power, and then hydro would be better over solar if you can do it.
Yeah, but it's good to have at least one very reliable form of electricity and have at least a decent backup, probably solar. They have all kinds of different means of solar paneling. You can literally get shingles. You can get solar panel roof shingles, and they are fucking cool. But there's lots of means for different electricity sources. You just need to look into getting them. Try to find a different means besides using the state-enforced electrical grid, because as long as you use the state-enforced electrical grid, you are propping up the state in some means. Even it's weird, though, because it's supposed to be a private entity. It pisses me off.
Yeah, it's really irritating, and that's how the government works. They create monopolies, and they use that monopoly to their benefit.
Yeah.
But even past electricity, like, there are a lot of things you'd have to do for yourself with off-grid living. And really what you're going to have to do is make use of what's around you. You know, you have to find good fertile land for farming so you can have a good food source. You know, maybe set up a little pen so you can raise livestock and whatnot. But
or
all
put
in
your
all,
children in there.
There you go. But it's all about, you know, making use of what's around you, all the natural resources. Whether it be the water, the trees. I mean, if you can manage it, you can dig a well, like set up a well. But
and also, don't be afraid to dig a booby trap. Like, dig a nice hole, put some leaves over it and shit with some spikes and maybe a bomb in the bottom of it. You know, just scare those alphabet boys when they come for your stuff.
There you go. Or you just let them fall into the hole and then you just leave them there. Like, just check on them every hour or so, like, just to taunt them.
Maybe come in and sprinkle some seasoning on them so they start to get hungry and start eating each other.
Eventually it gets to the point where you just kind of
like... looks like he tastes good.
Yeah, it just kind of gets to the point where you throw down, like, a few bottles of seasoning. And then you just leave.
Finish it off with a bottle of A1 steak sauce. Maybe a fork here and there.
Throw them down like a little propane cooker from Walmart.
They'll start to take care of themselves. Don't you worry about it. There can only be one.
But this really all about using what's around you to basically the best benefit for you. And when it comes down to it, you know, it's really hard for people to do these things on their own. So if you can pull other people into this, you know, who want to live this lifestyle, who want to help out and contribute, then you can pull other people in to really, you know, get some more hands on the project and get things flowing.
Ooh, my phone was just being a little stupid. I hate this long distance thing.
It's fun. I like it. It's spontaneous. It's unique.
It's weird. It's weird.
It's very weird. So, if you definitely want to like pull more people into it, if you can.
Yeah.
Turn it more into a community-based project.
I mean, first off, you do have the whole aspect of having more people means that the entire establishment is going to run smoother. Sooner or later, you'll be planting bombs on bank buildings and all that fun shit.
Except that's not what you're going to be doing.
But, you have a smoother operation with more people involved. Of course, voluntarily, if they want to get involved, let them. If they don't want to get involved, well, they don't have to.
Yeah, but let people come and go as they please.
I mean, there's a lot of people in movements like this. There's a lot of people getting involved in stuff like this. It wouldn't be too hard to have some kind of outreach to find people to just move on to your anarchist super farm, and you all just super farm, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
But, make it a community effort, not only because the whole operation goes smoother, but you also have to consider the undeniable fact of strength in numbers. You get enough people, you train them up, you arm people, whatever, or rather, everyone arms themselves and such, because you're all individuals. You can't give me a gun. I don't want your gun. Fuck off. But if people make an effort to come together as a community and resist the government as a community, not just as like an online group of people, we're a community. No, I mean like if a cop actually comes up to your block.
Yeah, like actually coming together to make a difference, to protect each other.
Yes. Being an identifiable group in a known geographical location. Like, be a community, be a difference, like come together, set up your own area and fight off the government alphabet boys that come to stop you.
Well, exactly. And it comes down to just being self-defense. You don't want to be the aggressor in this situation, because the thing about off-grid living, and especially if you get something good going, the government's going to want to crash the whole party. And
that's all they do.
If the government does come in, chances are it's not going to go well. But the thing is, you don't want them to have viable reason to, paint you in a negative light. You want, when the government goes and attacks peaceful people, you want those people to be martyrs. You don't want to give the government like excuse and reason that they can just explain away.
Yeah. So, because at the end of it, when the government comes in to kill you, there's two ways it's going to go. You're either going to be a martyr or a monster. And if you give them viable reason to paint you as a monster, it's going to make it more difficult for other people in the future. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, it's going to have that whole effect of the government outlawed X, people still did it, the government started violence, and the people got more violent. Try to take it as a more peaceful route. Try to maintain the air of peace. If the government wants to come and kill you, your reputation should precede you in this kind of thing. If the government comes to stop you, other people should know well enough that you meant well, and you didn't have the intent of starting a violent uproar against people. I mean, I totally do, but that's beside the point right now. I do, but if the government comes to start killing people, you need other people to realize, hey, they're kind of lying. They're saying he's a violent criminal, and I know he was actually pretty cool. He sold me some of my best dope.
Yeah.
So try to maintain that air of peace in a group. Obviously, you're going to kill the government that comes for you. All that. Yes, kill the government.
In self-defense. Like that's the key thing, is you want your actions to be defendable so that they have a harder time painting you as a monster.
Yeah. kind of like it's kind of hard to paint Jesus as a monster because, I mean, even though he was killed by the government,
he just went around and, you know, helped people.
Yeah. He ran around doing good things and some things that people would say were bad, but it's kind of hard to paint him in a negative light because of the general air of goodliness he had about him.
Yeah, and that's kind of the way you want to go about these kinds of things. That way, when the government does come a knocking, you know, there can be outrage when they act out. Yeah. And that's what we want, is people to be outraged at what the government does. We want them to look at those situations and be like, holy shit, that's fucked up. We can't let this happen.
Yeah.
And it's about breaking people out of that trance of, you know, okay, I'm just going to live my life quietly with my head held down and let the government do whatever the fuck it wants.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing that's going to really pull all of this together when, you know, it actually comes to, you know, building all of this is going to be the personal responsibility of making sure that you're acting in the right, that you're not going out of your way to harm other people or start the altercations, because the government will come knocking. Like, you can just look at Ruby Ridge and you can see how much the government hates people that try to live off grid. But you have to take some responsibility for yourself and your actions to make sure that when they do come, it won't be painted against you, or at least easily.
It's kind of hard to see the government doing anything right in the Ruby Ridge incident. I mean, specifically in that instance.
Yeah, they didn't do anything right.
In that instance specifically, it's difficult to see them as doing anything right in that. Like, what?
Well, they entrapped the man and then killed his son and his wife, so... Yeah, and the man was acquitted after the fact because he was entrapped.
Yeah. And what justification do they have? Or fuck, what about that, what was it? That one in New Zealand, that siege? I want to say back in, 2009, I think.
Is that the one they made the movie about?
Yeah.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Dude had a fucking pot operation going on in his house and his backyard and shit, growing some dope. And the police came up with a drug warrant, which a typical status would be like, well, they do have a warrant. No, no, I don't care what your piece of paper says. Get the fuck off my property. And that's exactly
that's how he took it.
This is my property. He even said that this is my property. This is my home. You will not tell me what to do in my home. And he fucking held them off for the whole damn day at least. Held them off. He only ended up killing. There only ended up being two casualties, which was one officer right off the bat and himself. But still, he held them off to the point of them calling in the military to scare him out of his house. By that point, he killed himself. But yeah. Still, this is my property, and you will not tell me what I can do with it. And that idea there, a lot of people seem to have completely fallen out of that mindset. A lot of people are totally okay with, well, the government has a piece of paper. Well, there's nothing I can do about that. Bitch, scissors beats paper.
It's just a piece of paper. It's just a piece of paper.
Scissors beats paper. Do something.
Well, that's the thing, is the government's authority is illegitimate. They don't actually have authority. All they have is a monopoly on violence, and then they use that to push their illegitimate authority.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how many people voted for them. I don't care how they rose to power. Their power is illegitimate.
Yeah, completely. And they feel like, for some reason, if they can get things written down on a piece of paper, stamped and signed, that somehow makes it legitimate. No, all you're proving to me is that you're literate and you know a guy that knows how to write pretty.
Yeah.
Fuck off. This is still my property and I will still do with it as I please. So in the terms of off-grid living, you can establish your homestead. That is your home of self-sufficiency. You have your house that you live in. You have your property that you maintain. You can grow your fruits, your vegetables, your everything on that. You can keep your livestock and maintain that. You can use local water. You can dig a well, do whatever you need to do. But, you know, we kind of need water. And yeah. if you want electricity, go ahead and figure out your means of electricity. If you don't want electricity, have fun being Amish, I guess.
Well, that's the thing. That's still a viable option. I mean, you don't need electricity to live. It is a very big convenience. It helps with a lot of things. But
okay. I mean, hey, you need to slow down right there. I need electricity to live. I am not a fucking animal. I am not an animal.
Because that's for your lifestyle. Some people don't need electricity for their lifestyle.
And those people
I need electricity for my lifestyle. Like, I mean, I wouldn't be able to go without electricity. That's
Sam.
That's me.
I need you to appreciate this moment we're having. People that don't need electricity to have their lifestyle are not listening to this episode. So we can bash them.
Right.
We can make fun of them. If you don't use electricity, you're wrong and an animal.
And a piece of shit.
Yes.
And you'll never hear this.
You are the second worst kind of person. And yes, you will never hear this.
Just like the actual Anprims, because the actual Anprims aren't on fucking Facebook. Why they don't have access?
If you're listening to this, you are not an Anprim. Don't even.
Yep, you're
don't even try.
Going against your own ideology and your own principles. So fuck off.
Yeah, fuck them.
I mean, not a whole lot more to go on with this topic. I'm not sure how long we're into this because my phone is held steadily against my face.
Me too.
But this is going to be a difficult episode anyways. I mean, without you sitting next to me, it's kind of harder to bounce back and forth, but we're still managing.
That, and I feel pretty empty without you sitting next to me, Samuel. I need you.
Right? I can't even have your dick in my hand as we're recording. It's a shame.
Right?
A crying shame.
It goes entirely against the norm.
It really does. Like, this is tradition we're breaking, and we're breaking it for you fuckers. All 30 of you.
Yeah, all 30.
But we do it for you guys. We love you.
I guess that's pretty much the gist of off-grid living, though. Just find some property. Establish yourself on that property, and if somebody tells you to fuck off, you tell them to fuck off harder.
Exactly. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
And when they want to fuck you, you fuck them back even harder.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it's it's a battle of the fucks.
And, you know, typically whoever is the first to go to McNukes wins. So get those McNukes.
Yeah. It's going to be an arms race to the McNukes.
Exactly. Personally, I prefer to race with my legs, though.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, a legs race. A legs race. No, I want a toes race so I can get some handguns. I want an arms race for McNukes. I want a legs race for some rifles.
Yes. But
I don't even know where I'm going with this shit.
I think on that note, it's probably a good idea to go ahead and wrap things up.
Yeah, a bit of a shorter episode than normal, but I mean, hey, cut us a break. We're, you know, quite a distance apart from each other. This is hard enough as it is.
I think I'm about 500 miles out, like 400 or 500 miles out.
You're basically the entire distance of Florida and half the distance of Georgia.
Basically, I'm a ways. This is a tricky episode, but we're trying it. We'll be back Saturday or Sunday, one of those days. I'm not sure, but we'll be back on the weekend, probably Sunday. We'll be back on the weekend with an episode of A Week in Anjo. And if y'all thought this one was fucky, y'all get ready for A Week in Anjo coming up.
Yeah, I'm going to spitball this idea while we're actually on the air. What do you say we cut back on the articles just for this week so we're not completely fucking ourselves in the ass? Just for this one week, because it is a fucky week.
I'll see how it goes. I'll see how it goes. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess you guys will figure out when the time comes how exactly we managed to do it.
I'm over here trying to be mysterious, and Sam's all like, no, let's just fuck it all up and tell them what we're doing.
Sam, I don't even know what we're doing. How can I tell them what we're doing when I don't know what we're doing? It's like this is like prime chaos. I haven't a fucking clue. Well, all right, guys. I'd say that wraps it up for this episode of Down the Rabbit Hole.
Yeah.
And we will be back on Sunday because I won't even be at home on Saturday. So we'll be back Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
With a week in Anjo.
Yeah. And then the following Down the Rabbit Hole, being the one immediately after this one, that will be the last episode we do this long distance for the foreseeable future. And then we should be back to normal on the next down or the next week in Anjo.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
no so more that, fuckiness.
No more fuckiness. So that wraps up this one, and we'll be back soonish. Bear with us. Shit's weird.
We'll get it done though.
Yeah. For love.
All right.
All right.